Michael today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. A happy Saturday evening to you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And Menwich.
Another wonderful week in the can. Plenty of newsy stuff to talk about tonight, but this is the show where you can take control. So we come in here every Saturday night with a few stories to talk about, but in the event that you have something on your mind, you can call us up at 800-259-9231 and literally take over the show.
Hijack this puppy. And, you know, by the way, you can also log into the website at freetalklive.com. You can check out a multitude of fun things there. You can get signed up and get interactive for free on the BBS. You can check out the archive section, the last several weeks' worth of shows, downloadable for you in MP3 format for your listening pleasure. You can also shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your email live on the air. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. And while you're there, too, why don't you get involved in the chat room? We usually have several folks logged in there during the course of the show, and who knows what kind of topics will be bouncing around in there tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good fun in there. I'll log in during the break, and we'll find out who's hanging out in the freetalklive.com chat room. So what do you have coming up tonight, Manwich?
I've got a news story here that apparently a gentleman who's on the Pentagon staff claimed the speech at, I think it was a San Bernardino, California college, that he knows where Bin Laden is.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. Pentagon official.
Pentagon official.
Gotcha.
It's an interesting story, and you get the impression that he probably is giving out some information here.
Okay. And Mike, how about you?
I have a wacky factoid about Brits and what they like to do during their lunch hour. I'm sure you can pretty much figure that one out. And
I know this one. Okay.
And believe it or not, one of the worst times that you can go out and drive would be, can you take a guess?
5 o'clock?
Well, not necessarily a time, but maybe after you've gone through a particular personal
drinking
that has really maybe gotten under your skin. We'll get into that.
Okay, I'm interested. I'm interested. And also coming up tonight, got some good news to report if we get to it out of a court decision. Huge news out of the Republican National Convention, which happened back in August in New York City. A major story that I spent a few hours pouring through this week, and I feel like I have to bring this up because it's just a It was stunning what happened to these people in New York City. If you haven't heard, over 1,000 people were arrested and held in a concentration camp.
Whoa!
For several hours. So that's coming up tonight. Also on the way, we also have, speaking of the Pentagon, allegations came out earlier this week that they were gearing up to reinstate the draft. And I don't mean the draft on a full scale.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is a draft of healthcare workers only. But we could talk about what that means. Of course, the Pentagon's denying it. All that is on the way tonight, but if we're lucky, we'll get to one of those stories.
Right.
Because the way this show works, again, the phone lines are always open at 1-800-259-9231. So if you've got a pet issue you want to get on the air and push, if you've got a personal story you want to talk about, go ahead, call us up, interrupt the program, and literally take over the show. But otherwise, I'm not quite sure where should we start tonight.
I want to hear about the draft thing. You've got my attention.
Yeah, me too.
Well, here's what I ran across earlier today. This one, it's an article on the internet. Saturday night, there's nothing else on the radio. Don't tune out. Call up at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever it is that you want. All right, so you have that control here, especially female callers.
Oh, yeah.
You, ladies, you are brought to the head of the line. If we've got a few people on hold, a few gentlemen on hold, and you're a female and you call in, we go to you first.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep that in mind as well. And don't also forget about AP, freetalklive.com,
and other media outlets,
that the Pentagon is contemplating a draft call-up of health professionals because of a shortage of doctors, nurses, and medics in the increasingly thinly stretched U.S. military. We can see the lie in Bush's and Kerry's promises not to reinstate conscription. I'm not going to read the rest of the details here, but basically, it's something that I guess has happened in the past and could theoretically happen in the future. The idea of, well, we don't have enough doctors, so we need to draft some.
Draft some medical professionals.
Right. They don't have enough people to wrap wounds or medical staff.
Triage.
Not just doctors, but all kinds of medical staff. If they don't have enough, they instate a draft just for that one profession, just for that one niche. The scary part, though, is in order for them to do this, in order for them to have this little mini draft, this little healthcare draft, they have to pass draft legislation.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pass legislation that reauthorizes a draft. And then they're only going to do it for healthcare practitioners.
Right.
That's the message here.
I don't believe it for a second. It sounds like.
I don't believe what?
No, I don't believe that they're bringing back the draft. I believe that that's election year politics at its best. I think that that's just stuff that's out there being put out on the internet and different news sources.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. But it's not being put out by one side or the other necessarily, except for maybe the
well.
The,
if I was one of the sides putting it out, then I would, you know, I would mask that.
But both candidates have publicly stated that they don't want to bring back a draft. So why would it be in Kerry's campaign's best interest to bring out the fact that there may be a draft coming back, or in Bush's best interest to bring that out? I don't understand.
Because Kerry is trying to make it seem like Bush is bringing back the draft. So if the draft comes back, if there's rumors of the draft coming back before the election, Kerry's going to get that many more votes. That many more people are going to go to the polls for Kerry.
I personally think that they both are just as likely to bring back the draft. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. We had a caller call up and call us out on that, basically. And I said, well, look at the numbers. They can't make the recruiting. And the guy who wrote this article goes through some of the numbers. He's pointing out that they're short. On
right.
their recruitment numbers, they're short. And
well,
so
if they are short, then offer more money for those lines of work. I mean, if there's suddenly a $5,000 a year bump for nurses in the Army, then there's going to be more nurses sign up.
Well, I won't continue this line, but I will read you what the official denial was here. This story came out on Tuesday earlier this week, and then a couple of days ago, the Pentagon came out and says, oh, no. There's nothing going on. No war or other national emergency would overwhelm the military's medical care system and require a draft of civilian health care workers, according to a senior Pentagon official. Now,
yeah, and this
I've
from
never,
the bozos that pay, what, you know, $5,000 for a toilet seat,
yeah,
$600 for a screwdriver.
Yeah. I've never been to a military hospital, so I can't speak from personal experience. But I will say that it is 15 pages
yeah,
long.
A freaking novel.
How
can
we
do it?
You know. First of all, normally emails like that aren't really written by that person.
No.
They're usually forwards,
yeah.
And we usually throw those
cut
out.
Cut and paste.
We want emails that you hand typed
right.
to us. This one was hand typed, but it is extremely long. So
do you have like the highlights of it?
I'll just maybe just go through it here and pick out some of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll start it. And then maybe it'll just get us off on a tangent here. So here we go. And by the way, you can still interrupt the show at 800-259-9231. This one is from, I think it's Roger. Robert in Canada. We've actually heard from him a few times via email.
Mm-hmm.
And always on the same subject. He wants to talk about healthcare again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Healthcare is important to this guy.
Yes, it is.
I guess so.
Well, I think what he's coming from is he feels like we are maligning his country and how they deal with healthcare. Because
I think that if you want socialized medicine, it's great. Go to Canada.
Maybe that's where we should leave this. But I'll give a few paragraphs from him. He says, "Hi everyone. I don't expect such a long email to be read on the air once again. In fact, we don't even have time to get him much better than this. I had to send truthful information about the Canadian healthcare system. So we'll find out what that truthful information is coming up next. And if you want to chime in or change the topic completely, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Much, much more is coming up. We're not just going to talk healthcare tonight. All kinds of stuff. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll be back.
Would you like to have
a tocotamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. rather than stopping the pain. Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hey, do you ever wonder if a certain person loves you? What's on their mind? What'll happen in the future? I'm Linda Salvin, the radio psychic, and I wonder about these things too. But I know where to go for answers. To the top psychics on Keene. Now you can talk with me or one of my favorite other psychics too. They'll give you accurate readings on love, relationships, health, work, whatever's on your mind. Want to talk with a psychic at Keene right now? This is a great time to do it because right now Keene has a special deal for radio listeners. You get a full 10-minute reading for just $1.99. You heard right. 10 minutes for just $1.99.
Call 1-800-882-KEEN to talk with a psychic now. That's 1-800-882-KEEN. Or go to keen.com/radio special. You must be 18 years old and have a credit card ready. Get the answers you need now. Call 1-800-882-KEEN or visit keen.com/radio special.
This is Linda Salvin. I'll see you on the radio and at keen.com.
1-800-882-KEEN.
Hey, kids, you want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense, let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Please bear with us here. We're going through a few technical difficulties getting our signal up to the syndicate. They should have us. We're doing the phone feed version of the show.
So right, we have that tin can phone sound right
We've
now?
We've got that tin can sound.
Well, and this way no one will know the difference between callers and us.
That's true. Just pretend like you're on the phone with us right now.
We're doing it for egalitarian purposes so that we sound just as bad as the callers do.
Well, we'd rather bring you a fresh show this week then bring you a prior show, which is what would happen on the network if we did go down permanently.
Right. Now, we're getting a whole bunch of new equipment here shortly, so this isn't something that's going to go on for a long period of time, right?
That is correct. That is correct. This shouldn't go on very much longer at all. We can't tell exactly what we're going to be doing with that new equipment.
We're dropping thousands new equipment for our new show.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the phone lines are still open. As far as I know, we can still take your calls at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now then, we were talking about this situation where there was some rumors flying around. Actually, somebody from inside, who was it? Someone from inside the Selective Service was quoted earlier this week as saying that there are plans to deliver 36,000 healthcare workers to the Pentagon if and when a special skills draft were activated.
Whoa.
And the Pentagon is saying that that's just not going to be the case.
36,000?
Yeah, that's a lot of people, isn't it?
That's a lot of people.
And that's a word from someone inside the Selective Service. That's what got this whole thing started earlier this week. Again, a couple days ago, the Pentagon says, well, no, there's no way any national emergency or any war could overwhelm the military's medical care system, although I bet if you went to the VA hospital, you'd probably have to wait in line for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
So I find it really hard to believe what the Pentagon is saying in this case. And if you want to comment or change the topic, 800-259-9231. Dr. William Winkenwerder.
Winkenwerder.
It would be Winkenwerder somewhere else in the world. Dr. William Winkenwerder, Jr., Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, told reporters that the Pentagon's own medical system and the private health care networks with which it are associated are sufficient under any scenario. He says, quote, it would perform very effectively in the event of a national catastrophic event, even a large one. And again, just knowing how government works, I find that real hard to believe.
Wouldn't you figure a catastrophic event would be a large happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it seems rather redundant, the wording there.
Well, he's a bureaucrat. I mean, government doesn't work. That's one theme you're going to hear a lot on this show. So I don't care what all the, I don't care how grandiose their plans are and how many people they have on staff. They can't coordinate. They can't do anything right because they don't have an incentive to do anything right. There's nobody out there competing with them. Let's go to Nolan in Texas. He is on the phone on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nolan.
How are y'all tonight?
I'm sorry. Say again?
How are y'all tonight?
Fine.
John,
how about
great,
yourself,
Nolan.
Sir?
How are you?
Man, I'm plumb buzzled. Don't know what to do next. I'm trying to figure something out, and
what's
I'm funded. I'm trying to see where I can find the information that tells me how many dollars the Federal Reserve printed every year from its inception from today, and I want to see how much they were printing each year leading up to the Depression, then just before the Depression hit, and then after the Depression. I want to see if they made it happen.
So Nolan definitely understands that you can change the topic any time on this show. And we're still dealing with technical difficulties. He said how many dollars
that the Federal Reserve printed every year. He wants to know the amount of dollars that were printed every single year up till now, and he wants specifically to look at the years surrounding the Depression.
You know what, Nolan? I would suggest that you tune into, I guess, maybe the Midas Report during the week on GCN. If you happen to have GCN programming, they might be able to help you out with that. But this is not a financial show, so I don't think
I wasn't asking you to help me with finances. I was asking you to help me with research. But that's cool. I like your show. Have fun. Y'all,
we're just a few guys with general opinions about a bunch of stuff. We don't necessarily have research at our fingertips. But good luck on that, Nolan. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, yes, sir.
Okay. Is it possible for us to have a fair election, or will they jerk us around?
Oh, I'm going for what's behind door number two there, pretty much.
You know, I think that everybody's going to do their very best, but I think that they ought to have a paper trail on these electronic voting computer things they have, because people aren't going to be satisfied if there's, you know, if it's close like it was in 2000, nobody's going to be satisfied if there's no paper trail. And these computers, the thing is they're leaving themselves open to doubt.
So are you talking something like a redundant,
well, right,
a redundant thing? Somebody goes in, punches beep, 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 and then there's also a paper printout,
right,
that
it's,
is also
it's
provided.
Never something that, would you be keeping that, though?
You spit out a receipt, then you drop that in the ballot box on your way out.
I think there should be two. I get a receipt whenever I go to the grocery store. I should get to walk out of there with a receipt that shows just what I did in the ballot, and then they should have a copy.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Right.
I just don't think that you had that previously with a paper ballot.
No, we didn't.
You know,
we didn't, but I haven't seen, you know, there's been several questions as to whether or not they were stolen. And if the citizens of this country would just get together after an election and say, all right, we're all going to meet down at City Hall. Everybody bring your receipt. We're going to count them ourselves.
Well, that'd be very difficult to get everybody. I mean, if you lived in a small town in the middle of nowhere, that'd be something that you could get away with. But if you're in a metropolitan area, there's no way that would work.
Okay, well, everybody meet at the elementary school.
Much less expect everybody to hold on to that sheet of paper.
I don't know what Nolan, Texas is like. How many people live in Nolan, you're in Texas. What town in Texas are you in?
Well, we actually have one stoplight here. I'm north
exactly.
of Highland.
So you've got a bit of a different situation than a lot of people
okay,
in this country.
Forget City Hall. Everybody goes to the same school that their kid goes to.
Well, you don't have kids.
I think it's, who cares? Whatever school district you live in, go to the junior high, go to the elementary. Let's get together. People, let's become a community again.
I think that if it'll make people happy, that we should give them a receipt, you know, on the way out. If, you know, double printed just like they do with a credit card machine. It prints out one receipt for the merchant, one receipt for the customer. But I think there definitely should be a paper trail on these new electronic voting things because it's too easy to screw with it. Well, absolutely, especially I think insiders, programming types have found that there have been back doors in the software that runs these voting machines.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
And it seems like they've almost programmed them that way for a reason, especially considering a lot of the ownership of these voting machine companies are political contributors to typically the Bush campaign.
Right.
Or people
running for office themselves.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's a very, very shifty thing. It seems nice. I did early voting here in Florida. I voted for Michael Badnarik earlier this week for president. And, of course, by the way, next week, hopefully all of our technical stuff will be working right because we're going to have Michael Badnarik
as a
guest on this program. So we're looking very much looking forward to that. There's nothing that's going to change before this election. That's for sure. So whatever your situation is, you're going to have to deal with it wherever you live, whether you still have punch ballots, whether you still have a lever machine, or whether you have the new touchscreen stuff, you should still go out and vote, regardless of whether you think your vote counts or not. I think it's still something that is worthwhile.
I'll go vote.
Hey, Nolan, anything else on your mind?
Oh, no, you covered it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening. And we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I'm sorry we couldn't help him with his first question.
Yeah.
But that
is kind of interesting, though. I mean, it does pique one's curiosity, or at least it does mine.
I can barely hear our music there, but we got to go to break. We're going to be back. More Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
I'm Michael Badnarik, and I approve this message.
President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve $500 billion in deficiting in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Badnarik, the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org. If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
How do you like that?
What the hell was that?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, the show. I don't know. I'm Mr. Mealy Mouth.
It's the dang a dong.
I don't know. Yeah, that whole thing that I heard my headphones was screwing me up there. No, this is Free Talk Live, the show that is all about you, the caller. We want you to call in and participate. Bring up whatever is on your mind, because that's what this show is all about. Subsequently, you can check out the website, freetalklive.com. Lots of good stuff to do there. But by all means, become a participant of the show this evening. And by the way, we are still working on the technical side of things. We're expecting to get a higher quality feed going here in just a moment, so bear with us. Still, there's nothing, despite the poor sound quality, there's still no better audio. There's no better content out there on Saturday nights in Talk Radio Land. So we want you to become part of the show again, 800-259-9231. Again, we were talking about the draft before. We had Nolan call in from Texas, the potential draft. And I think we kind of gotten past where we were, I guess, prophesizing what may happen after the election. Regardless of whether Kerry is elected or Bush is elected, both have planned on continuing overseas adventures, if you want to call them that. Both have planned on, in fact, I think Kerry has called for increasing troop counts in Iraq.
I think that's a good idea if you intend to win that war.
Yeah, most definitely.
You're not going to win that war.
Well,
do you really believe that we can win that war? What do you believe the parameters for winning that are exactly?
At this point, you've got to
call a win.
You've got a lot of insurgents that used to be in, like, the Republican Guard and the Army from Saddam Hussein, because where did those people go? You know, I mean, it's not like we caught Saddam and all of his guys with him. We just caught Saddam. So there's all those Ba'athist Party members that are still running amok out there, and those are some of the guys that are fighting. And others are these, you know, the Al-Qaeda-type people have moved into that area. I mean,
right,
they
there's
went
people
from,
streaming in from other countries
right.
into the country just so they can take a shot at U.S.
At
troops.
U.S. troops, yeah. So you put enough guys with guns on the ground, and you'll take care of it.
There are more guys potentially with guns there than there could possibly be on our side. Despite all of our technology and all of our weapons, we're having a tough time fighting these guys.
That's because we don't have enough people on the ground.
How many
on
enough?
The ground is what wins
how
the
many
war.
Are, how many are on the ground right now? Isn't it 150,000 or more?
It's like 150,000. It was 400,000 at one point.
Oh, how many does
Holy
it take?
Holy crap. Well, we've cut the numbers down because we thought we won. I thought
wrong.
This is the problem with it, Ian, is if you leave right now, it turns into Afghanistan.
That's their problem.
The terrorists win there. They're going to take over that government, and they've got a lot better infrastructure. Afghanistan is just a wasteland. There's nothing there. Baghdad, on the other hand, real city.
That's right.
You don't want the terrorists having that kind of, you know, those kind of resources.
So are you arguing for continued intervention?
I don't think you have much of a choice now that we've done something stupid.
I think there's a choice. I think the choice is to pack up, and I think Michael Badnarik, who we're going to have on the program next week, will advocate this. Let's pack up and go home.
I want to talk to him about it.
It's not our business what goes on there. Yeah, we made it our business for now, but let's make as right as possible. We'll never make fully right. We'll never fully make things right.
No.
But let's do everything we can and stop killing people. Let's get out.
Unfortunately, it's the cost of war, man.
1-800-259-9231. I understand that that's one of the costs of war, and I think it's terrible that we've chosen this war, because I think they, there's a like a body count somewhere on the internet and of innocent people. Over 10,000 innocents have been killed in this.
Absolutely,
already.
Lots and lots of them. But at this point, what I'm saying is we're committed, and if we don't. I mean, it's just going to turn into this big
So we're going to be there for another 50 years, like in Korea? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know what it's going to be.
You know that's what it's going to be. It's a government program. It's a government organization. They're going to sit there, and they're going to, even if things settle down, the military's still going to be there for years upon years.
Korea has a functioning government.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, the fact that we're still in Korea doesn't mean that they're occupied like Iraq. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be 50 years from now, Iraq wouldn't be an occupied nation like it was. You know, you have to put boots on the ground and win the war.
And you think you could do it? Like, if you were in charge, you think you could do it?
I think that
these
it's
guys
a
can't.
Terrible idea. But, you know, I mean, I think that...
I'm just trying to run it through in my mind. How do you do it? Even if you have, let's say you got 400,000 troops again.
Hell, even 600,000.
Yeah, 600,000 troops. What do you do differently? Exactly.
Well, at this point, we win battles, and you just do more of that stuff.
Okay.
You know,
until everyone's dead.
You don't kill the civilians. I mean,
but eventually the civilians will turn into the infant. They'll turn into the, what was the word you used? The rebels? I don't know.
Insurgents.
That's it. Eventually, the civilians will turn into the insurgents after you accidentally bomb a few children while they're playing jump rope.
At the same time, we're turning over the government. I mean, they have their own little government there that they're getting up off the ground,
which has no respect amongst the local population. 98%
400,000 troops behind that government will give it
98% of the people there believe that we are occupiers.
That's because we are occupied.
That's right. You think that's giving us a good reputation there? Hell no. Those 98%, I'd say there's a pretty good chance that a percent of those 98% is going to turn violent against the occupying troops.
Now you're
you
talking about
like
should we have gone in or shouldn't we have
you
gone
wouldn't.
In?
We know we shouldn't
yeah,
have
we
gone
should,
in.
That was just a cluster.
You sure wouldn't like it if Red China had 400,000 troops in this country.
Absolutely true, but at this point,
would you just sit back and just you know crack open a can of brew and
what's
enjoy
gonna
the
happen
rest of your life
if you leave? That's the question. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Who cares? Who cares what happens if you leave? What you tell me? What's the worst case scenario?
Worst case scenario is it becomes a hotbed for terrorist activity, and they've got their own little country with their own little nuclear energy.
They claim he doesn't have any nuclear anything really.
They were looking.
They didn't find any nuclear or anything.
I thought Iran had something going on.
I got to wonder where all those WMDs went.
Maybe he never had them in the first place.
Absolutely had them. There was, you know, they were documented by the UN.
Oh, the UN. Now, that's a reputable group right there. If the UN says something, it must be true, right, Manwich?
Well, you know I don't like the UN. But, you know.
Well, you just deferred to their authority right there. I heard you do
they
it.
They said it was there.
So what? That doesn't mean squat.
I don't think we should have gone in, but I think now that we're in, we've got to stay in.
If the UN told me that cows pooped a lot, I wouldn't believe them.
You know my feeling on that.
All right, 800-259-9231. I don't think we're going to get anywhere with this particular comment. Let's talk about the drunken Brits.
Oh, man. You know, one of the favorite things for businessmen to do, I suppose, if you're, you know, you've got a good paying job and you're living high on the hog, you might tend to maybe go out for one or two liquid lunches, as they're usually called.
Uh-huh.
But can you believe that an alarming 76% of employees are coming back to work drunk after taking a liquid lunch, according to a new survey carried out by Peninsula Employment Law Constancy?
How many percent?
76.
That's a lot.
76%.
Wow.
The results show an increasing number of employees are consuming alcohol during their lunch break, a trend that could harm the reputation and productivity of a business. Out of the 1,342 employees polled, 68%, do you believe this number, said that they enjoyed alcoholic beverages during lunch, the same percentage of those polled who said they found it hard to relax after their break.
We're going to talk to more
of
the break. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. The drunken redcoats coming back. 800-259-9231. We know we got listeners over there because we are worldwide, thanks to GCN. So call us up. What do you think about this? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is the pain of arthritis, joint pain, or sports injuries stopping you from enjoying physical activities, even walking? Enjoy the simple pleasures of moving again with Flex Naturally. Flex Naturally, an all-natural joint pair supplement, supplies essential nutrients in highly effective forms and amounts, such as true chelated minerals, glucosamine sulfate, MSM, and patented BioCell Chicken Collagen 2 with hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is required for joint health and declines with age. Unlike pain relievers, which offer only temporary relief, Flex Naturally works naturally with the body's process to improve lubrication, cartilage, structure, and function of the joint, promoting range of motion, comfort, and flexibility. Get up and start moving again with Flex Naturally. Flex Naturally is sold every day at 40% off exclusively at FlexNaturally.com. Flex Naturally, nutrition for the human machine. Get yours now on the web at FlexNaturally.com.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We are here to talk to you about absolutely anything and everything. Whatever it is that's on your mind goes, whether it's politics or something personal, we want to hear from you. We also want to hear from you on the Internet as well. We're a little confused. We've got technical difficulties here tonight getting everything connected with the satellite company. Anyway, yeah, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Casey in Maryville, Tennessee. Casey, you are on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Just great, Casey.
Okay. I'm calling because my cousin married a guy from Pakistan, and they have children. He moved here as a child, and he's getting information from them through the emails as to our popularity over there. And it really doesn't concern me if we're popular over there or not. What concerns me is how many men are over there fighting and fighting and fighting for what? What is it really for? Because they've been fighting for 6,000 years. I believe we should always protect Israel because that's where Christ came. That's the blessed country and all that. But at the same time, what are we doing in Iraq? You know, we got to ask that question. If the beast wasn't there, then why are we? What his email told me was that 75%, there's none less than 75. I think there's a 78, a 70, 76, and a 75% of all the surrounding countries in the Middle East hate America. And we're over there trying to sort out their problems when we all know they got it, we got a secret agenda, and that's the oil. Okay, everybody knows it, and it's free speech, and anybody else who wants to argue can argue all they want. And but it boils down to we need to get our men home. We need to get our men home, and they're going to fight when we're gone. They're going to fight when we're there. They're going to fight no matter what. They're going to fight.
I can't agree with you more on that one.
Mm-hmm. And so if it's a popularity contest, we really failed, and we're spending a lot of money, and we're spending a lot of good men over there, and a lot of forces coming back, and I think it's time to evaluate the whole situation and whose agenda are we following.
Casey, I struggle with some of the same things that you struggle with on this, and I'd like to just talk to you about it, see if we can come up with something. Now, I don't think we should be over in Iraq personally. I do believe that we should do something about the war that we're currently in. But that's not what I want to ask you. I like Israel and I like England. Those are countries I like. I want to help them. But this whole treaty thing is what got us into World War I and then consequently World War II. You know? And I'm thinking that should we be really, you know, I mean, Israel's got to, maybe we should just leave Israel to its own problems.
Well, I don't think so. I think biblically and morally we should defend Israel.
I don't think our country's policy should be based on any religious books.
Well,
you know,
sorry,
like our foreign policy.
Sorry, but guess what? Our country is based on religious.
Casey.
Yes, we are. Listen, have you ever got the? Let me think of what the book is. Original Intent. If you read it, you'll get the complete. You get all
complete one-sided story.
So give me the complete.
No, you get the whole Constitution
if you read that book,
man. Would you get the whole Constitution,
it's a
the God version?
Let me talk.
The Declaration of Independence was written by a man who's not a Christian.
Wasn't he Thomas Jefferson?
Hold on, let her talk.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me talk. So regardless of who it's written by, it's
Casey Show.
Christian foundation behind it. Now you can sit there and laugh all you want, or you can let me finish what I'm saying. This country was founded. The minute that the English came over here, it was agreed upon when they went back and knew that they were speaking here before, or on it goes, you know, history, that this is a blessed country, and we formed our country with God at the helm, okay? And so it boils down to, everybody has freedom of choice. Nobody has to believe in God.
Casey, I know you can go on for hours. I want to rebut like 9 of the statements you've made. I know that you can keep going, and I can too. So we got to have a conversation.
All right, go ahead.
What I'm saying is all these good biblically minded men that cared about Christ when they set up the Constitution of Declaration of Independence said that there will be a separation of church and state because they want to protect the rights of people that didn't believe the same way.
Right.
Casey, you also just, I don't think that we should have the Bible as our foreign policy.
You also just said that, and I happen to agree with you, Manwich, you also just said that we all have the freedom of choice, but you're not being very honest there because you just told me that you think, Casey thinks, that we should protect Israel. Well, you just took my choice away. Because I choose to not spend my money bothering with any other country's problems whatsoever. So you just said, well, I think, and the Bible says this, so you don't deserve a choice on that issue. Is that right?
Now, what it boils down to is you're right. You have a choice. Your opinion and I have a choice of mine, and I'm not cutting down your opinion. You have that right, so let me have mine.
I can have my opinion, but I can't actually keep my money because you're going to come and take it from me to have your little war over in the Middle East.
I don't think it's right. I want our men home. I want our
but
men
except
home.
But except for Israel, you want them there. Well, is that right?
Well, yes, I do. Well, I think
I do too. I agree with you. I like Israel. I like the idea of protecting that little section. I like the idea of the Jews having their own country. I like all that stuff.
Here's an idea. Here's how we can all come to agreement, Casey. You and Manwich both want to protect Israel. I personally could care less. Mike, how do you feel about Israel?
I could care less.
So you stay out of my pockets, and you guys can go hire some mercenaries, and they can go over and protect Israel. And then you guys are happy, and
soldiers
we're happy.
Of fortune.
Everybody's happy. How's that sound, Casey?
Well, you see, if that's the way that we're going to be, that we don't care about any other countries, then our country will go down on its own. Because we didn't become the country we are by being selfish.
You know what? I got to ask you a question about selfishness. Hang on, Casey. We're going to talk to you when we come back. And if you want to talk to Casey, you can call us up at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, so take control.
Are
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Look, you in the driver's seat. We want to hear from you, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's something personal, maybe something going on at the workplace, something going on at home, whatever. We just want to hear all about it. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231.
And we do have one email to get to, at least. Another one could have rolled in during the show, but if you want to email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. Also, you can log in at freetalklive.com, get interactive on the bulletin board system, and our chat room. Right now in the chat room, myself, Angus, Johnson, Crackhead Bill, Lindsay, and Newbie all hanging out. So be sure you join the conversation there. We were on the phone right before we went to break with Casey up in Tennessee. And Casey, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, okay. One thing you said earlier, and you said that the man who wrote Book Original Intent was not a Christian. See, that means he has a good separation between church and state, correct?
I'm sorry.
In other words,
I don't even know what you're saying.
Okay, when you said the man who wrote the book Original Intent...
Saying that Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, is...
Declaration. Oh, I thought you said the book. I was going to say, Lord, okay. Okay, what it boils down to is this country was formed and with God before us. It was formed that they came over here Christians, and their big thing the English had was to Christianize everybody. Okay.
What?
Yeah, the churches over in England. They come over here. They found a new country. I don't want. Do we need to go through the whole history? You know it.
I think that that's.
That's not what I learned as far as historically. I believe that the Puritans and the Pilgrims came over here in order to avoid the tyranny of England. You know, that they didn't like the particular type of Christianity that was going on over there, so they brought their Christianity over here, and they each had their own little segment.
Who funded the trip for them for Columbus to come over here?
I imagine that they worked for the money so that they could get passage on a ship.
Casey, do you believe there should be an official state religion?
Do you think there should be parent schools?
Absolutely no state religion. State and church should be separate.
Great.
Then what are we arguing for? Let's get back to what you said right before we went to break. You said something about selfishness. What was it you said about selfishness?
Now, you're supposed to be the radio guy, don't you remember? Do you take a little notes when I talk?
Well, you said, absolutely
no.
What he's trying to do is just get you to repeat it. What you said was that we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to fall apart as a country if we go our path, which is selfishness or, you know, somewhat isolationist, getting out of other countries.
Now I'll go right to it. Okay, the fact that we are a rich country, we have given and we do feed, and everybody out there who knows anything about this knows that we have given a lot to a lot of countries, and we are very envied by many countries because we are very powerful and we are a blessed country. Whether you want to stay blessed or not, I will say because I know we are. Okay.
I believe we are too.
Okay, second, some people don't like us because they are so envious. Yeah, so we have, you know, more here. Well, this country is a blessed country. And all I got to say is that I think we need to bring our men home. The reason I bring this into it, it's because this political game, like every war that almost every war was started, was between the big kings debating amongst each other. And it's like Kerry and Bush on TV. You know they know each other. They talk. You know they probably had their whole skits planned before they even come on the television. And I'm tired of being the pieces of chess that they move across the playing board. I'm sick of it.
I got to agree with Casey on that one. I got to agree with her there.
I have to say that this war that we're in currently is also caused by those same kings. The kings that drew the lines in the sand in the Middle East and caused those countries to be in existence.
Casey,
now,
we got to run, but it was good hearing from you, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Give us a call again at 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
U.S. Go-